KALW.
Hello?
Is this Domino's?
This is Domino's. What can I get for you?
Can I get a bacon and sausage, extra cheese?
Okay, so that's one go f*** yourself with a side of have fun on the playa.
Burning Man is famous for its wild costumes and big art, but this year there was one piece of art that was easy to overlook.
Hello from Black Rock City.
Well, that's incredible. Hello from Sao Paulo.
Oh my gosh.
We'll hear about a project that connected folks at this year's Burning Man to strangers from around the world. And we get an update on news out of Silicon Valley.
Uber, which is battling the new AB5 law about freelancers, they are doing a testing program at three different airports in the state of California where they're allowing some drivers to set their own fares.
I'm Hannah Baba, and this is Cross Currents. We're starting the show today with a roundup of news from around Silicon Valley. From Facebook's new privacy features to Uber's worker policies, the tech companies in our backyard are changing the way people around the world live every day. So I talked to someone who can give us an update on what's going on in Silicon Valley and what should be on our radars. Rex Crum is senior business editor at the San Jose Mercury News and Bay Area News Group, and he joined me to talk tech. So let's start off with, well, I'm talking to you on an iPhone. You're recording on an iPhone. There's some iPhone news. What is that?
Well, the iPhone news we have is that Apple reported its fiscal first quarter results, which actually covered the fourth quarter of 2019. And what they show is a big comeback for the iPhone. You might recall about a year ago, Apple released a very rare revenue warning ahead of time before it gave its first quarter results. And that was a big deal because that covers the holiday quarter, which is typically Apple's biggest business period of the year. And, you know, sales weren't what they were supposed to be or what they were hoping for. iPhone sales were down or not doing as well. And in this last quarter, they can thank the iPhone 11, the slate of new iPhone 11s that came out for helping the company get back on track. I mean, Apple reported almost $92 billion in revenue. So just let that number sink in for a minute. For 3 months,
wow,
they sold $92 billion worth of stuff. And iPhone revenue was almost $56 billion worth of that.
So let's go then to Mountain View and not Google, but 23andMe.
Oh, yes.
You reported that the DNA testing market is declining, and then what's going on with 23andMe?
I think what we're seeing is, again, you know, the market is going down a bit because some of the novelty of this is probably worn off a bit. You know, people really got into this stuff at first, whether it was through 23andMe or Ancestry.com or some of the other options out there. Those are the two big ones that everybody knows about. And 23andMe, of course, gets a lot of attention because the CEO of the company, she's the ex-wife of Google founder Sergey Brin, and, you know, they've done a lot of publicity. They've been out there. People know the name, and they've touted their testing as, you know, a way of, you know, if not necessarily predicting, but giving you some idea of what some health issues you might be susceptible to down the road. But, you know, these kits cost money, and they cost, you know, maybe if you'll get them on sale for $60 at some time, but they usually cost upwards of $100 or more. And, you know, it is a luxury expense in a way. You know, it's you spit into a tube, you send it off, and it's done. It's not like you have a product in front of you that you're still using. And, you know, it's neat information to find out about yourself. But I think, you know, some of the fad is worn off about it.
And there were some privacy issues too, right?
Yeah, because I think anything involving anybody that's got some kind of tie to Google or social media, however you want to put it, and you get information like this that can go out. People are, you know, some people are afraid that, well, you've got my DNA. You know, you can learn things about me, and what might you do with this? Are you going to sell it to somebody? Am I going to start seeing, you know, ads online directed at me based on what my DNA said? So we're in this. It's still like early days for this type of technology, and people aren't really sure, you know, how it's going to work out and what's going to remain private and what they can keep of themselves to stay private.
What kind of cuts were made at 23andMe? How many?
About 100. So, I mean, it's not a lot of people in the grand scheme of things, but for the company, you know, it's still, you know, it's significant and noteworthy.
Yeah. Speaking of social media, Facebook has got, as you report, a new privacy feature. Tell us about that.
Facebook is constantly in the headlines over its users' data and what it's doing with your data and your personal information. And, you know, why is it when I go look at an ad for, say, a ski park online at a different site, I come over to Facebook and, oh, that ad or that park is being, you know, an ad for that's being shown to me right here.
It's right there.
Yeah, these companies, they work with Facebook to get information, know how to target ads at you. Well, Facebook has this new privacy feature, and it has the really succinct name of off-Facebook activity. That's the name of the tool, as it's called. And basically, it's a way for you to clear your history so that you know, other advertisers can't necessarily track you online, or Facebook can't send your information out to for you to be tracked on other websites.
Is it easy to find this and to make the adjustment if you want to? Is it easy to find?
Yeah, that's a good question. I have not personally done it myself yet just because I've been too busy. But
usually those things are buried pretty deep.
Yeah, you need to go to things like your own information, your ad controls, turn off different options, different buttons, if you will. So, yeah, you might have to hunt around a little bit before you can actually find this and make use of it.
I need it, that's for sure. So what else are you following right now? What do you think people should be keeping an eye on?
You know, one thing that was interesting this month is Uber, which is battling the new AB5 law about freelancers.
And contractors.
Yeah, contractors. And they are doing a testing program at three different airports in the state of California. One is at Sacramento, where they're allowing some drivers to set their own fares. So, you know, if you ever use Uber, you know, you put in, you know, your destination, you know, you put in where you are, and then Uber tells you, okay, it's going to cost this much. Well, Uber is letting some drivers at airports with rides from those airports set their own fares up to, I believe, they can do it up to five times the original price, and they can do it in 10% increments. So it's not like a free-for-all, but it does potentially set the stage for, you know, basically, you know, almost like an auction of these drivers' fares. And, you know, Uber wants to do this to say, like, you know, our drivers are not, you know, they don't work for us. They have the right to do their own things. We are just the technology provider, platform provider. And again, it gets back to the AB5 law with contractors. So I think this is something that's going to be would be worth keeping an eye on for a while. And, you know, if Uber ends up spreading out this test or going to other areas, you know, we'll see what happens when people start having to go into drivers with bidding wars, say, for their fares.
All right, Rex Crum, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm, you're welcome.
Rex Crum writes for the San Jose Mercury News and Bay Area News Group. You can follow his reporting on Twitter at Rex Crum. You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Next, we've got an episode from the intersection at Burning Man. Every year, 80,000 people head to a remote patch of Black Rock Desert in Nevada, where they build a temporary city filled with dance halls, bars, mutant vehicles, and massive art installations. But there are also hundreds of smaller projects, labors of love, that can easily get lost. And that's part of their charm. You just happen upon them. As part of our ongoing series, The Intersection, KALW's managing editor David Boyer went out to Burning Man to explore its past, present, and future. And we begin this installment with a phone call between David and a stranger.
Hi there.
Hi. Where are you?
I'm at home in Europe. It's the middle of the night here.
Oh, really?
It's like at 2 in the morning.
My name is David. I haven't even told you my name.
I'm Sandra.
How do you spell that?
With an X. It's Dutch. you're in Black Rock City now.
Yeah, I'm looking out at the desert right now.
This year, I cannot go to Burning Man. But it's nice to talk to people. I can feel that you are there.
And so how did you hear about the fact that you could have somebody call you?
Social media. Did you receive my number or something?
No, this is a phone. And you pick it up and it just starts to ring.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
So I don't know how this thing works.
It basically just connects you with some person who wanted to be here, signed up online. We got, I think, 1,100 signups. And it just randomly scrolls through people until you get one.
That's David Cooper. He's the man behind this phone experiment. In the default world, that's what people here call everywhere else. David is a coder and comedian, which, come to think of it, makes a lot of sense.
Originally, I wanted to put a desk with like a phone on it in like just a really basic, boring cubicle 1,000 feet out there. And you picked it up and you were like in a call center. We couldn't get the okay to tunnel phone cabling. So I pivoted and we put phones in our lounge here at BMIR.
He's referring to Burning Man Information Radio. He's one of dozens of volunteers who keep the low-frequency station on air out here throughout the event. The station has a sweet setup in the heart of the city with plenty of shade and a real welcoming vibe. So 24 hours a day, weary passersby plop themselves on big old Salvation Army couches to drink some water, take a nap, or just stop moving for a few minutes. And right there, in the middle of it all, there's two phones on a dusty table. A brass Victoriana one and a circa 1986 office model. This is Burning Man, so of course, people pick them up.
Well, hello.
Hello, from Black Rock City.
Well, that's incredible. Hello from Sao Paulo.
From where?
Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Oh, my gosh. We had no idea. I picked up the phone and talked to somebody, and I thought it was somebody here in the camp picking up the phone, but it was somebody out there.
All of the calls were recorded by BMIR, and I got my hot little hands on a week's worth of conversations. What you're about to hear are snippets and samples from some of my favorite calls.
Hello?
Hello, this is Burning Man.
Hi, Burning Man. This is Betsy on the toilet.
This is Betsy on the toilet?
Yes. Well, hello. This must be Black Rock City calling me.
It is Black Rock City. This is Cracker Jack. Who's this?
This is Evil Chris.
Where are you?
Well, I'm in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm making my dinner right now. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. I called you during dinner? I'm like a phone solicitor. That's horrible.
Don't even worry about it.
As the phone rings in Black Rock City, folks in the default world hear this recording.
Incoming call from Black Rock City. Press any key to accept. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
A few hang up, but most can't wait to connect.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Wicked.
I've been waiting for you.
Oh, you've been waiting for me. Oh, my God. Oh, I have been waiting for you. My name is Seppo Sheila.
My name is Eric.
Oh, cool. Where are you in the default world right now, Eric?
I am in London.
London? You don't sound like you're, like, English.
I'm not English, no. I'm from L.A.
I'm from Australia, and I'm a virgin.
Amazing. I'm so happy this worked. I signed up for this thing thinking that it wasn't going to ever happen.
One thing to understand is there's no cell service out here. And while there are plenty of rumors of hidden Wi-Fi hotspots, I haven't found one. So it's understandable callers are surprised when they reach someone from the outside world.
So I just walked into this, like, Burning Man. What's the I stand for?
Thank you.
Oh, Burning Man Information Radio. Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want me to hold the phone up and I can show you? We can be your eyes. You can be his eyes. Can you describe?
Yeah, be my eyes. What's happening right now?
There's bicycles riding by. There goes someone with blue hair. I can see a Gene Simmons Kiss doll. And there's a shit ton of dust. They all look like, you know, burners. They've got dust all over them.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
What I wanted to hear.
Do you want to talk to Eric for a minute?
She's putting someone else on.
Hi, Eric.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
I knew that this...
I can't hear you. What?
Huh?
So, how does this thing work? Even though I have a sinking suspicion that I am not going to understand the answer, I ask David Cooper, the mastermind behind the project.
It was computer programming. Yeah. You know, it's what I do for a living.
What do you normally code?
I work for a heavy construction software company, so.
The result is different, but is the process different to create this?
Somewhat similar. It's a little application running on the internet. You pick up the phone, it hits the application selects the number, returns back to the phone, the dial, it rings, you know, so.
That right there is the sound of me totally clueless.
And I noticed that it's not really labeled, it's just sort of sitting there.
Well, they're still labeled by that one that says information. People have come to BMIR looking for internet, or looking, I need to pay my rent, and so we tell them, you know, perhaps cruelly, to pick up this phone.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Good morning.
How's the burn?
We're having fun here. Is it possible if I ask you to send a message to one person?
Well, what's that message?
I got here safely.
All right, it's done. It's sent.
Okay, can I, phone number?
Okay, what is that?
7-9, and the person is Oksana. That's my wife.
All right, I'll call her.
Okay, thank you very much.
Have a good one, man.
Many of the calls are brief. A minute or two of trying to figure out what's going on, a bit of small talk, and then...
Yeah, have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
But some last a lot longer. The longest is actually over an hour, and these get a bit more intimate.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh, hello.
Hi there. You've reached sunny Rhode Island.
What?
That's where I am.
What do you mean, that's where you are? Who are you?
Well, my name's Randy, and 20 years ago, right now, I was at Burning Man and having one of the best weeks of my life. And I haven't made it out there since, because, like, I am in Rhode Island.
Wow. So this is a phone call out to a wise one out in the ether. You're not even on Playa right now?
I am in Bristol, Rhode Island, right beside the Atlantic Ocean.
Wow.
I was kind of watching Netflix and eating some popcorn, and the phone rang, and I didn't recognize the number. And then it said, do you accept a call from Black Rock City? And I'm kind of blown away.
Wow, how fun. What a joy. There's so much magic, so much beauty. Hold on, I'm getting a call from another line. Beep 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 beep. Hello, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Why don't you come back? Come see us out here.
Yeah, I would love to do it, but one of the reasons I never went back as much as I loved it. The whole thing was so much of a peak experience that I don't know if it could ever match, you know? I mean, I just turned 64 years old. I'm kind of semi-retired at this point, and so I'm...
You're just a spring chicken, then. Yeah, bring an RV, be comfy, whatever, but we'll take care of you. Your wisdom is so much craved here, your presence. We want to see your face, too. Yay, Burning Dan just showed up. I'm on the phone with someone who hasn't been out here for 20 years. He said he was here when it was 20. I know, I'll come with you. Yeah, no, I'll go. But sorry, it's Burning Dan. You can't turn down Burning Dan. But anyways, gosh, do you want to talk to someone else out here, or do you want to just be left alone?
I think I'm good for now.
Good. Well, that was such a fulfilling experience for me, so thank you so much. So much love. Thank you for your time.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello, this is the Playa speaking.
Fantastic. Good to hear from you guys.
What day is it? Tuesday?
Yeah, man. Yeah, Tuesday night. I'm in the UK at a pub quiz.
At a pub quiz. Can I help you with any questions?
Unfortunately, we're on the picture round right now.
Describe one to me.
All right. Well, he's got a mustache.
Burt Reynolds, Ron Burgundy.
I'll write that down if it helps. So how's things going over there?
It's good. We're at the radio station right now. And there's a lot of
amazing,
really great art this year. My favorite is called Stone 27. It's 27 small, medium-sized boulders that are suspended by cables.
Yes.
Where do you camp when you come?
I've never been, and I know. I've wanted to for so long.
I should have just slammed the phone down right now, but no, I'm just kidding.
No.
Well, I'm glad we found you.
So
you
glad.
You should now come find us, right?
It's a good place to be.
All right. Have a great one, man.
Likewise. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Hello?
Wait, hello?
Hello?
Hello? Is this the dust calling?
It's the dust calling.
Oh my god, you're in the dust and I'm not. You lucky duck.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Kilo. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, this is Megan. How are you?
Megan?
Yes. I'm at work, so I'm like, I have to step out into the hallway.
You have a very sultry voice, Megan.
It's not really. That's just because I'm, you know, speaking low in the hallway. Did you get this? You didn't get it, did you? I knew it. Can you want me to stick it right? Boom. There we go. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm on the line with Black Rock City. I gotta go back. Okay. Back to you.
So how's your burn going?
My burn is basically being experienced through the computer.
What part of the default world are you in?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Really? I'm moving to Los Angeles.
No way! You're kidding. When?
As soon as I get back from the burn. I've been shopping for sublets. I was living in WeHo just last month.
What? That's where I live.
Well, cool. And my compadre here, she is an improv singer, and she's offered to sing you a song.
Excellent. All right.
Yeah, okay, so here she is.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, so what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to sing you a song that's fully improvised, but you need to give me, like, I don't know, a few words.
Okay. This is easy. Well, I mean, I don't know how easy it'll be for you, but okay. So I'm a librarian in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Okay. I work in adult literacy, so helping adults with their reading and writing skills.
What is the most important thing you ever took away from Burning Man as like a life lesson?
Go with the flow.
Go with the flow. Okay. I'll sing your song right now. Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
So we're here again on the phone, as if you never left. You never left us alone. And your baby is here with us, 9 years old right now. But walking on the playa just the same, 'cause you made a vow that you just wanna go with the flow. That's what you do, you know. It doesn't matter where you are, you still apply a star. Librarian from the heart, keep the people of reading start. Get them into the sky, answering the questions to the big, big wise. And they are here too, and then you know that you are always with us, and you can always come back day and night. You're quite always here on the playa.
Yay, that was excellent. Oh my god, I felt it. Okay, I don't feel so far from the playa now. I feel a little bit closer.
Great. Okay, I'm gonna pass.
Thank you so much.
How was that?
That was amazing. That was the perfect, like, not being there, but getting a little tiny piece of being there.
I thought that would help.
Thank you so much. You facilitated that.
Pleasure talking to you.
Okay, now I have to go back to work.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, bye.
You can hear the rest of that episode and the entire season of The Intersection at Burning Man by subscribing to the podcast wherever you get your audio fix or at theintersection.fm. Tomorrow at 5, we'll hear from a former Israeli soldier reflecting on his actions in the army.
I'm like asking someone to pass me the rice and we're eating, and then I like take a look at the door and I realize that this is exactly what was happening right before every single time I barged in through a Palestinian door in the middle of their dinner or in the middle of the night.
We debut our new series, Sacred Steps from the Spiritual Edge, tomorrow at 5 on Cross Currents. Thank you. Today's Cross Currents team includes Janae Darden, Precious Green, Lisa Morehouse, True Gwynn, Marissa Ortega Welch, and Sarah Lai Sterland. Our engineers are James Rowlands, Tariq Foda, and Gabe Graben. Content manager is Shireen Adil. Our managing editor is David Boyer. Deputy news director is Angela Johnston. News director is Ben Trevney. Our opening theme music is by the John Santos Quintet, as interpreted by Dawood Anthony. For Cross Currents, I'm Hannah Baba.